Welcome to Soulful Expressions of Brie Love. I'm your homegirl, Brie Love, and thank you for joining me on a special episode for Valentine's Day. As you know, I talk about everything from life, love, sex, and relationships. In this episode, we're going to dive into sex, intimacy, and the five senses. Go grab your drinks. You know I got mine. And come catch a vibe with your girl. You are listening to Would You Mind by Janet Jackson. Sex, love, lust, kinks, desire, kiss, taste, passion, romance, foreplay, intimacy, pleasure, orgasm, seduction, connection, eye contact, and consent. Always consent. These are just a few of the words that come to mind when I think about a healthy and fulfilling sex life. I've definitely had my shares of experiences. And being in this realm of sexual education and exploration, I talk to a lot of people about sex, and I find it fascinating how so many people have unfulfilling sexual experiences or live unfulfilling sex lives. So I want to change that tonight. I want to change your mindset when it comes to sex. Let's get out of the whole Netflix and chill era and put the intention behind having a beautiful sex life with no shame. So let's talk about it. So I started this podcast about 5 years ago, and I was inspired by my sexual experiences and also listening to other people talk about their sexual experiences, and I never could understand why I held so much shame when it came to sex and my sexuality and owning my sexuality and having the sexual experiences I've had. And today, I hold no shame. I've done some things, I've had some experiences when it comes to sex with men, sex with women. I identify as lesbian now, but back in the day, I used to have sex with men. Now I have sex with women. I've had threesomes. I've had foursomes. I've had solo sex. I've had public sex. I've definitely had my share of experiences, and I hold no shame with those. Those experiences have taught me what it is that I want out of my sex life. They've taught me what it is that I like about my body and what I like in the bedroom. They've taught me kinks. They've taught me exploration, expression, confidence. It's been nothing but positivity around sex. Now, it was not always like that. I've definitely held some trauma when it comes to sex, and we'll get into that in another deep episode when it comes to sexual trauma. That's not this episode. We're going to talk about the positivity in sex, owning your sexuality, being that sexual goddess. And I say goddess because majority of my listeners are women. So I'm talking to my women because honestly, sexual pleasure is not focused on women enough, especially in heterosexual relationships. But I digress. This is for my ladies, strictly for my ladies, period. So, when it comes to sex, we must learn our bodies. We must learn what it is that we like, what we don't like. And when it comes to having a positive and intentional sex life, we have to communicate that to our partners, to our lovers, and to ourselves. Okay? Great sex starts with yourself. Because how else are you going to know what you like and what you don't like if you don't self-explore? Right? Also, creativity. Getting creative in the bedroom. Exploring in the bedroom. Being generous and selfless in the bedroom. All this allows for better connection and more intentional sexual experiences that create and promote intimacy between couples. We had the whole Netflix and chill era, which I thought was mad corny, because I definitely am not gonna watch a movie and get in the mood for sex. Like, my ADHD brain does not work like that. If I'm watching a movie, I'm gonna be all into that movie and I can't stop until I'm done watching it, you know? Do things that's gonna put you in the mood. Be intentional. Turn on some music, light some candles. Put on a different color light bulb, like red or blue, that's going to stimulate those arousal senses. Cleanse your space. Light some sage. Light some Palo Santo. It's all about diving into your five senses. I talked about this back in 2019 when I had my whole face. So much fun. But now I'm in my 30s. I'm past that. I'm past creating those soul ties with different people. It's all about having those really deep, intentional, like, connections that just feed my soul, feed my mind, feed my body. That's what it's about. So, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the five senses. Alright, so before we dive into those five senses, I want you to ask yourself a couple questions. Because like I said, when it comes to intimacy and cultivating the sex life that you want for yourself, it comes down to knowing it, what it is that you want, what you like, what you desire. Get familiar with fantasies. Get comfortable with some of the kinks that you have and that you want to explore. And also being intentional about who you share those with. Don't fuck with somebody that's going to yuck your yum, meaning that's going to shame you for what it is that you want or desire or fantasize about. So, my questions to you. How do you want to feel during sex? How do you want to feel after sex. Some examples. During sex, I want to feel powerful, confident, seductive, shameless, passionate, slutty, objectified, wild, free, irresistible, worshipped, intimate, authentic, submissive, and maybe even adored. Think about how it is that you want to feel during sex. Talk about this with the person you intend on having this explorative sexual experience with. Because that is going to gear us into the five senses. Okay? And being intentional about cultivating the passionate and fiery and pleasurable sexual experience you want to have. So let's dive into the five senses. So there's see or sight, touch, taste, hear, smell. So when it comes to sight, that's a big one for me. Because for me, it's all about eye contact, baby. Eye contact me, please. Look into my eyes. I'm a firm believer that the eyes are the windows to the soul. So during those times of intimacy, and I'm pleasing you, you're pleasing me, and you give me that eye contact, that's letting me know I'm doing it right, that you're enjoying what I'm giving, or I'm enjoying what you're giving, or just, it's just that je ne sais quoi for me, like, oh, eye contact me, please. I need to know, I need to see what it is that, you know, you're enjoying about this experience with me. So eye contact, windows to the soul. Also, when it comes to sight, making sure that your space is clean and it exudes an experience, okay? When I had my own place, if y'all listened to me back then, when it came to my place, I made it super inviting. I'm talking candles, aromatherapy in different areas of my house. I had the canopy up, red light bulb. And I was looking good, lingerie. When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you fuck good, period. So sight is super important. Also, when we think about the senses and sex, sight can also be, and if you're into the kinky shit, because I'm always for the kinky shit, watching a porno together. Now, by all means, pornos are not meant to be meant as tools to learn from. It's all an act. They're acting, okay? Even amateurs, they're putting on a show. Don't use it as a tool to learn, okay? Unless you're like watching a documentary. I do have a documentary to recommend, Sex, Love, and Goop. It's on Netflix. Check it out. But yeah, watching a porno, you can get stimulated and aroused through sight with pornos. There should be no shame behind that, okay? What I say in the beginning, don't yuck my yum, period. Or even just the sight of watching your partner self-pleasure. That shit can be very sexy and arousal. Like, oof. Definitely a sight for arousal. So, touch. I feel like a lot of times, we don't take our time really touching our partner. Sometimes we just dive into the touching of the more, more of the obvious erogenous zones like nipples, clitoris, anus, penis. Those are obvious places to touch, okay? But when we're talking about touching and being intentional, intentional about touching, I'm talking about squeeze me. There's something that feels so good about squeezing the inner thighs, like the inner thighs of a woman, like super close to the vulva and the vagina, just squeezing those inner thighs. Squeeze her in her thighs and see how she reacts. Don't do it too tight. Don't do it too soft. Just feel for it. Pay attention to her body language. Pay attention to how she's reacting to your touches, your squeezes. Okay? Squeezing. Even just, squeezing her back. Squeezing her arms, biting. I feel like biting is just, oof. Now, okay, let me go back. Let's talk about erogenous zones. We're talking about, I touched on the obvious, nipples, penis, anus, whatever. But erogenous zones, let's talk about the less obvious erogenous zones. What are erogenous zones? Erogenous zones are an area on the body that can be stimulated, that is stimulated through sexual arousal. Like, for me personally, I'll just put myself out there. I get super aroused when my partner bites the back of my shoulder. It's something that just turns me on just so prophetically. Like, it's just instant turn on. Pussy instantly wet, there is, like, just kissing the inner thigh. Or some people may like their toes sucked. dives into a little bit of the kinks, but... just places that are a little bit less unconventional. Kissing the back of her thigh. Licking her ear. And I mean, like, sucking on an earlobe. Oof. It's definitely underrated. Or even, like, licking inside of the ear. Now, that may sound different. We're not going to use other words, but that may sound different. Again, don't yuck my yum. But, it's something about a tongue inside of the ear canal, a clean ear canal. It's something that is just so, so just sexy about that. Are y'all taking notes yet? Because I'm giving y'all some gold, okay? So, touching. Being intentional about that. Using toys. There's nothing wrong with using toys. Even for my gentlemen listening to, there is nothing wrong with pleasing your woman with toys. Or however you identify. I always have to say that. As a part of the community, the LGBT community, all inclusive. There's nothing wrong with pleasing your woman with toys. Even if they're penetrative toys, even if they're vaginal, clitoral stimulating toys, get your pride out of sex, okay? It's about being generous. Again, being generous. What else? Using feathers. Flogging. Flogging is a thing too. Look that up. But yeah, I was just trying to dive briefly into tattooing. Taste. You there's like don't be shy to just use food. Honey, whipped cream, strawberries, feeding one another. There's something sexy about that. Get a blindfold, okay? Put it on your over your partner's eyes. Make sure they can't see. Get a few different food options that they like. And just feed her or feed him or feed them. And ask them, what do you taste? And by blocking out their sight, it makes them concentrate on the taste. And it stimulates, again, those senses. Those five senses we're talking about. When they're blindfolded, touch on their shoulders. Touch on their thighs. See how the hairs on their neck stand up. How they get goosebumps. How they quiver. That just takes us back to sight. It's all about the five senses, people. Get with it. All right, let's dive into... oh, yeah, wait. Before I touch off of taste. What also is underrated is temperature play. Get something cold, get something hot. Like a cold ice cube does a lot. What's something that's warm? Ooh, for food, I can't think right now for warm, but heating oils, that dives into touch again. Smell. Am I on smell? No, I'm on hearing. Hair. Music. I love, 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 love music. Music puts us in moods. Music is such a big stimulator. Sound. Such a big stimulator for the senses. It can definitely set a mood or kill a mood. So having the right playlist... Or shit, no playlist at all. Turn on some white noise if that's your thing. But for me, I love a good sensual playlist. Moans. I feel like a lot of people shy away from moans. Not particularly women. Well, I'll say this. I've had a lot of lesbian sex, right? Or even sex with men. There's nothing sexier than hearing a person moan who you're giving pleasure to, whether that's a masculine presenting person or a feminine presenting person or in between. There's something sexually, especially if you're an auditory person, there's something sexy as fuck about hearing a person moan in your ear. And I've definitely had my share of experiences where I was having sex with someone and they were quiet. And that shit turned me the fuck off, like pussy dry. Because I need to know, am I doing it right? Is there something that I need to do more of or less of? I pay attention when it comes to sex. So if I'm not hearing anything, I'm starting to question myself. Like, and I'm questioning you. Because why are you quiet? It's fucking boring. Nobody wants to have quiet sex. Okay, I'm too loud for that shit. So yeah, hearing. and then also conversation. That also dives into the five senses. Talk about how you want to have that experience. I don't want to say evening because let's not just subject sex to the nighttime. Have sex in the morning, afternoon, evening, whenever. But Taylor, the conversation. How do you want to feel during sex? What is it that you like? Is there something that, or even especially having that conversation after sex, is there something I could have did more of? Is there something I could have did less of? What is it that you liked? What didn't you like? Have those conversations, because you can't have sex with one person and expect to have sex with everyone else the same way. People are different. People like different things. You can't put your pride into sex. I'll say this, and this is going to sound a little cocky. I've never had sex with a woman I couldn't make come. And I say that confidently because I pay attention to her. I pay attention to her body language. I also ask questions, and I have those conversations because I'm not just going to assume and do to your pussy what I did to all the other pussies I've been with, or I hate to say pussies I've been with, all the other pussies I've made love with too. I'll say that. You have to tailor the experience to what that person likes. Some women like, you know, well, actually, I feel like I'm all over the place. This is such an intricate conversation that should probably be in different segments. However, you have to find out what type of orgasmer you're with. Is she a clitoral orgasmer? Is she a penetrative orgasmer? Asking those questions can definitely help as well. Or does she need both? Does she need both clitoral stimulation and penetrative stimulation at the same time, simultaneously, in order to orgasm? These are questions you want to ask. And if she doesn't know, then you both take time having fun, discovering intimacy and pleasure for both of you guys. I think we're on the last sense, which is smell. Smell is super big for me. I have such a sensitive nose. So me smelling good is definitely a must. Them smelling good, absolutely must. Like a must. Like you have to smell good. Because I get aroused by my sense of smell, like, it's so strong. So having that nice perfume on, or cologne on, having candles, having, like, one of my favorite things to have on my bed is pillow mist. It's specifically the one from Bath & Body Works. It's the eucalyptus and spearmint one that's in the green bottle. Oh, chef's kiss. I absolutely love it. It just puts me in such a serene and just relaxed state of mind. It's amazing. I love essential oils. I love the smell of sage. I love the smell of Palo Santo. Like, those things to me just make the space more inviting. So just think about that. And then also, lighting sage and Palo Santo, I feel like it's just a must to cleanse your home in general. But we don't think about cleansing our space before sex and after sex. So also keep that in mind too. So we touched on the five senses. I want to know how you are going to adopt these things in your sexual rituals and your sexual experiences. How are you going to tailor these senses to your needs and your desires and your wants? Let me know. As always, you can always connect with me, BrieLove_NoLimits, on all my socials. So engage in the conversation with me. I'll definitely have a poll up as well, because I want to know, how are you going to cultivate the sex life that you want for yourself? And if you already are having like a bomb ass sex life, then share. Please share. Share with the community. Okay? No gatekeepers around here. Will not be tolerated. I hope you all enjoyed this episode as we dived into sex, intimacy, and the five senses. I hope this leaves you inspired to cultivate the sex life that you desire, the passion that you deserve, the connection that you yearn for, and all the above. As a recap, more foreplay in the bedroom, okay? Share your desires in a safe space. Remember, don't yuck my yum. Share your desires, your fantasies, your kinks. Get to know your body. Dive deeper into self-pleasure. Learn your erogenous zones. And as before, as spoken about before, communicate. Be more creative. Explore more. Be generous. And connect deeper. If you want to hear more episodes like this, be sure to connect with me on all my socials. BrieLove_NoLimit. This episode was actually inspired by a special project that I'm working on. I think I've spoke about it before. Look out for the drop of Soulful Expressions Intimacy Boxes that focuses on stimulating the five senses and arousal. I'm really excited about it. I'm not going to touch on it too much right now, but be on the lookout for it soon. But anyway, as I always say, stay great, stay amazing, and keep it sexy. All right, guys, love you. Happy Valentine's Day.